This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, September 13th, 2019, Eddie Money, whose 11 Billboard Top 40 hits included Take Me Home Tonight and Walk on Water, passes away at the age of 70 after a battle with cancer. On this day in 2006, singer Marianne Faithfull announces that she has been diagnosed with breast cancer and had rescheduled her latest tour. Having caught the condition at an early stage, she was later declared to be cancer-free. On this day in 1991, Alice Cooper sells copies of his new record, Hey Stupid, for 99 cents in New York's Times Square. On this day in 1976, Lynyrd Skynyrd issues their first live album, One More from the Road. Containing an excellent version of Sweet Home Alabama, the double LP would be certified gold 6 weeks later and platinum by the end of the year. On this day in 1975, Janis Ian's At 17 peaks at number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100, where it would stay for 2 weeks. Janis would say that she gained the inspiration to write the song after reading a New York Times article about a girl who thought her life would improve after she attended a debutante ball, and her ensuing letdown when it did not. On this day in 1970 at Curtis Hickson Hall in Tampa, Elvis Presley stumbles over the lyrics In the Ghetto and gets a case of the giggles that forces him to stop the show until he can regain control of himself. And on this day, September 13th, 1960, in Britain, the director of public prosecution is called upon to ban a big American hit. The song was being denounced in the press as likely to inspire a teenage glorious death cult. What was the song, and who sang it? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, September 13th, 1960, in Britain, the director of public prosecution is called upon to ban a big American hit. The song was being denounced in the press as likely to inspire a teenage glorious death cult. The story tells of a lovesick youngster who drives in a stock car race to win the hand of his sweetheart. He crashes, and just before dying, groans out the words of the title. Here's Ray Peterson and Tell Laura I Love Her.
Laura and Tommy were lovers. He wanted to give her everything. Flowers, presents, and most of all, a wedding ring. He saw a sign for a stock car race, $1,000 prize it read. He couldn't get Laura on the phone, so to her mother Tommy said, they started the race. Round the track they drove at a deadly pace. No one knows what happened that day, how his car overturned in flames. But as they pulled him from the twisted wreck, with his dying breath, they heard him say, Chapel, while Laura prays,
for her Tommy who passed away. It was just for Laura he lived and died. Alone in the chapel she can hear him cry.